Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. God erased the record of our debt brought against us by His legal demands. This record stood against us, but He took it away by nailing it to the cross. Erased and taken away. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Imagine a list of every single sin you committed. On that list, there is a section for all the times you worried about something instead of trusting God. It's followed by another section for all the times you got distracted and didn't listen to God's Word. A detailed record of every mean thing that you ever thought and every hurtful thing you ever said about your parents, your brothers and sisters, your classmates. How long would this list be? How sad would it be to read through it? How guilty would you feel after reading it? Don't worry. In our reading, we hear the good news that God has gotten rid of that list. The Apostle Paul uses two different pictures to describe what God has done to the list of all the sins we've committed. First, he tells us that God erased the record of our sins. How big would an eraser have to be to get rid of so much writing? There's no eraser in this world big enough to do it. Instead, God erased the list of all our sins through the blood of Jesus. The blood that Jesus shed while he was hanging from the cross was so precious and so pure that it was able to wash away every sin ever committed by every person who has ever lived. Second, the Apostle Paul tells us that God took that list of our sins and nailed it to the cross. Jesus took every one of our sins away from us, and he put them on himself. He took the blame and the punishment for everything we've done wrong. When they nailed Jesus to the cross, it was like they were nailing your sins to the cross. Psalm 130 says, "If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness." In Jesus, all your sins are forgiven, erased, dead, and gone. God doesn't remember them. He isn't angry with you because of them. He won't punish you for them. Thank you, Jesus. We give thanks in prayer. Jesus, thank you for carrying all our sins to the cross and washing them away with your blood. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.